2. The boundary between heaven and hell. The endless summer sea, the infinite blue skies, the perfectly clear air. Here, in the midst of the Pacific Ocean, we didn't feel the intense midsummer heat, and the gentle sea breeze kissed our bodies. Yes, this really was an oceanic paradise.
Whoa! This is the best!
Shouted Ike Kanji, both hands raised high in the air. His voice echoed across the deck of the luxury liner. Normally, someone would have grumbled or shouted, "Shut up!" in response. But just for today, no one minded. Instead, enjoying this moment of bliss. The view from the special seats on the deck was exceptionally gorgeous.
This view is incredible! I'm honestly super moved right now.
A group of girls led by Karuizawa came out from the ship's cabin. Karuizawa pointed out to the expansive ocean, wearing a radiant smile.
Seriously, the scenery here is just amazing!
Kushida Kikyo was also present among the group of girls. It looked like the extraordinary view had stolen her breath away. After overcoming numerous hardships, midterms, and the final exam, we had welcomed summer vacation with open arms. The Advanced Nurturing High School had arranged for an extravagant 2-week trip, a cruise on a luxury liner.
Wow, Ken! You must be happy you didn't get expelled! I mean, if this were a normal trip, it would have been impossible for us to go. Hey, how did it feel to be on the verge of expulsion since you had the lowest score on the final? Come on, tell me, how did it feel?
Even though Yamauchi Haruki was insulting him, Sudo Ken was far from being in a foul mood. In fact, he howled with laughter in response, sounding more like the baying of a lone wolf than a high schooler.
With my skills, there was nothing to worry about. Didn't I tell you I'd prove myself? And it'd be easy?
We had faced oblivion just a short while ago, but this trip completely blew those feelings away. Perhaps the blue seas had washed away our everyday troubles.
I never dreamed that high schoolers could go on such a luxurious cruise. And it's for 2 whole weeks! 2 weeks! When my mom and dad hear about this, they're gonna be so shocked they'll wet themselves!
As Sudo had bluntly stated, this was certainly no ordinary trip. At our government-sponsored school, there was absolutely no need for us to pay for tuition or other miscellaneous expenses, which of course included this trip. We received the best of special treatment. The cruise liner and its facilities were of the highest possible quality. The ship was fully equipped with everything from prestigious restaurants to a theater, and even an upscale spa. On my own, this would probably have cost me about 100,000 yen, even in the off-season. Our trip, which promised the pinnacle of luxury, had finally started today. According to the schedule, we would spend our first week staying at a fancy summer lodge on a deserted island. After that, we would enjoy the cruise ship for another week. At 5 a.m. today, the first-year students had boarded buses and departed for Tokyo Bay. The passenger ships departed from the port once the students arrived. After eating breakfast in the lounge, students were permitted to move freely throughout the entire vessel. Best of all, we were able to use any of the ship's facilities free of charge. For those of us who'd suffered daily due to a lack of points, this ship was heaven sent. Suddenly, Kushida turned toward me. I could tell that something was on her mind. With the vast ocean and the endless blue sky behind her, Kushida looked even more radiant than usual. Even though I didn't want it to, my heart started to pound. Could it be?
Huh? Come to think of it, I wonder where Horikita-san is. Weren't you two together?
Kushida asked. Apparently, I wasn't even allowed to indulge in a mere fantasy. Kushida had Horikita on her mind. Who knows? I'm not her keeper. I didn't recall seeing her after breakfast.
She probably doesn't...